Kelly Lally, and I'm here at Mammoth Cave, Kentucky with Mr. Britt. Today is September the 4th, 1987. When were you born, Mr. Britt?
1910.
1910?
Mm-hmm.
Where?
August 15th, my birthday.
Oh, you just had a birthday then, huh? Where did you grow up?
Brownville, Kentucky. Edmondson County. That's my native home.
You lived there all your life then?
All my lifetime. 77 years.
What were times like for your family during the Depression?
Rough.
What did your family do for a living? Were you farmers or?
Daddy, he farmed, sharecropped.
How many kids were in your family?
Nine.
What number were you?
Fourth.
Right in the middle there.
Right in the middle.
How did you hear about the CCC?
Well, there was some lady, she had some kind of position around the house, and they was having a meeting around the house, and she asked me how would I like to come up to Miners Cave, CCC. I told her fine.
So a lady came around and asked people to join. What year was this? Do you remember around what time?
I came up in 35. It was no two or three days, you know. She told me.
How old were you?
I'm 77 now. I stayed up there 2 years.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what you were in, is it camp number one?
Camp number one, 510 was the number there.
510. You didn't have very far to go from home.
No, 14 miles from here down there.
Did you get homesick at all?
Not at all.
Did you go home much on the weekends?
Every weekend when I went. On extra, you know, KP.
Mm-hmm. Did they give you any special training before you started work?
Every day we marched out and retreat. We saluted the flag and raised and saluted the loader.
And that's what you did. Do you remember your first day in camp by chance?
First day in camp.
Uh-huh.
See, he liked his own money.
Uh-huh. You remember what you did on that first day? Or was it like all the other days?
like all the day, but the first work I did, I hid for the cave, because all he was scared of snake, and it was pretty much snake time when I came out. I hid for the cave.
What did you do in the cave?
Well, we broke up rocks. And second, we covered them over with sand. And we carried this sand in old boxes, one in front and one behind. They have some little boxes now. And we had wheelbarrows, hauling on wheelbarrows, and didn't have no rubber, even rubber tires on it. It was some old steel wheels.
How were you paid?
Once a month. That's labor at $5 over the table, and $25 went home. $30 a month.
How did you spend your personal money?
Oh Lord, I was very careful with it. It went a long way though, that $5, because it was as big as a tub. $5 was back in the day.
So you worked in the cave when you first started work?
First started work.
Did you have any other jobs?
Well, yeah, I didn't stay in there.
Uh-huh.
That was the first work I did there. And the second job I did, we built, you heard of three spring? We laid a line from three spring over to the hotel. I had to I worked on that, helped to use pick and shovel there. Then after we got so far ahead, it was five others. I had two cousins in there. And we got to pouring the lead. So they picked me out to be the lead puller. I carted the pipe, muddied the rope, took his cup and put it around her, clamp on it. And I had a little wagon, pull that long, and I'd get this Melsey's lead, and I'd pour that cup full and fill the joint.
Okay.
And after done that for several of them, then after they got cool, I'd pull back and knock them off and put them in my kettle. Remelted that lead.
Okay.
Did that for quite a while.
And that was still the piping
from three springs to the hotel.
And that was for water, is that right?
Oh, yeah, water.
That the pump house up there.
That's right.
I went up there to look at that. It's a real nice little place. Did you do that for the rest of the time you were at?
Oh, ma'am. Got pulled from that, and I went to the far tower. Well, I could walk from the barrack down up there in 5 minutes. So I put in lots of time up there, watching out the forest. And I could call over there to Brooks Knob. They had another over there. I located the fire, I called the man over there, called down to ECW, that's in where the barracks at, and tell them about I located the fire. Get ready to get the boys on the truck and go to it.
Go to fight the fires.
Fight the fires.
Did you have many fires while you were working up there?
Yes, ma'am. Had lots of them. Sure did.
What kind of hours did you work when you were working up in the tower?
Well, I put in 8 hours.
Did you work during the day or at night?
Hmm? Oh. Day. Oh, you're a day man. I hung with that a good long while. And also another, I played ball. Yes, ma'am. They picked me out. I played ball. I played third base. We went to Fort Knox and played in a tournament. We won up there.
Wow.
And tomorrow day we went on head to Berkeley. We beat them. I played baseball and I played basketball. That's beautiful. Not self-bragging. Prayer ball player. Picked me out about 300 or 400.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
Was this a team just for camp number one, or was it for the whole Mammoth Cave area?
Number one.
Number one.
It's about 3 or 4 companies up here.
Uh-huh.
We was 5-10.
Did many people in the camp participate in the teams, the recreation teams?
That's where I got acquainted. Well, now I got acquainted with you. Joe Kalita, he was superintendent here. He was number 4 barrack over there, number 4 company.
Uh-huh.
And he and I played against one another quite a bit.
Really?
Yes.
I talked to him earlier in the summer. He's a real neat man.
Yeah, he is. He's a good buddy of mine, coach. We played ball against one another.
He's a funny man, too.
We played softball over here, but when going out, I played baseball. I wanted to go down Fort Knox and go ahead to Berkeley. Played third base.
Third base.
Red hot spot.
So that was on the weekends when you had those games, or?
Weekends.
Mm-hmm. Did you practice much during the week?
Every evening. I used to be pretty tough. I had wind like a Ray Hart. I could work all day and run that night and play ball.
Must have been in great shape.
Yeah, I was.
So you gave me about 3 of the work projects you worked on. Did you work on anything else after that? The fire tower, did you stay there until the end?
I stayed there until the end.
Okay, and you left the CCC in what year, do you remember?
37. I left from here and went to Louisville to see if I was during the flood. I thought I'd get up there and get a better job, you know, paying more money.
Mm-hmm.
But everywhere we went, they was done cleaned it up and laying off.
Yeah, that must have been a bad time up there.
Yeah, it was. But we found one little job fella had a train down there, had a carload of coal. He offered $25 to unload it. My cousin was with me, so I told him, let's get it. He said, I don't believe we can do that. I said, well, I know we can. I never did mine work.
Did it anyway then, huh?
Didn't do it, because my cousin had been by himself. I guess I'd attack it by myself.
Let's see. Were there any specific projects that you can say that camp number one worked on that the other camps didn't work on? Because of the area they were in, I think they were they, where was number one situated?
Right up on that, not too far from here.
Uh-huh.
It's getting about 3 miles.
It's on this side of the river, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on this side of the river.
They
tore it down and moved over across the river. Okay. Quite a job going there.
Okay, that's right. Do you know that if camp number one did anything different than the rest of the camps? Did it work more in the cave or work more with the quarry? Or because I know
I don't think it did. Because
I know camp number four did some certain things that the rest of the camps didn't do. And
yeah, sure.
Let's see. So how much free time did you have all together? Do you remember?
Free time? Free.
Uh-huh. When you were off work, and did you work mostly 8-hour days and then?
Eight-hour days. And we'd play ping pong, baseball, and softball, and volleyball, and play different games. I was ready to go. I never looked like I never was tired.
You never what?
Never did feel tired.
Really? Oh, great shape. Did you ever participate in any of the education programs that the camps offered?
No, I never was offered it. I said ninth grade school, and that's where I went.
Did you go to town for any recreation?
Lord, about ever played softball and come in softball playing after 8 hours. I was out practice all the time. Big time.
Social. You're really social. Did you go to the movies a lot, or?
Out to Cave City. Well, they would have us down here to the recreation hall they call Whoopee Hall. They'd have us a dance once a month.
Uh-huh.
And they'd have shows down there too. I'd go out to Cave City to them. That's where I'd go.
Well, when they had those dances at the Whoopee House, did they bring people in?
Oh, yeah.
Girls in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'd bring them in on a truck. They'd send the company truck out. Yes, ma'am.
When they had those dances, was it for all of the camps or?
No, that's for number one.
Uh-huh.
Then number two and number three and number four.
Separately.
They had them separate.
Did many of the guys date local girls, go out with them?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
Did many of the CCC boys in your camp play pranks on each other?
Oh yeah, good.
Do you remember any of them?
No, I never did. Yeah. Yes, one time, a cousin of mine, who lived up at Riley's, he come in about a month after I did. So they had about a tennis court outside, and they told him that the new boys would have to sit out there and keep the calves thing from tracking, you know, and that. He said out there he liked rolling to death, and some fella come along and asked him what he done. So he told him, he just said that on the rascal said, you ain't supposed to do that. He said, what you supposed to do that? He just laughed. He had the biggest laugh over that.
Do you remember any more by chance? Not offhand.
No, not offhand.
Well, if you think of some more, just let me know.
But it's another thing I like, but anyhow, I don't know if I'm supposed to do it, man. My mother, there's a lady come by, was taking up money to buy this park land. She asked my mother for a donation, which always was poor as Job taken. My mother gave her a dollar to help to buy this park land.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir, my mother did that. And that was, this lady, she lived on Brown, but of course she's dead. I don't know, her daughter might have that record.
Did your mother donate a dollar?
Mm-hmm. They live on Brown. Yeah, my mother could give a dollar on help to buy this park land.
That's a lot of money then, too.
Oh, Lord. It's big as a basket almost. A dollar. It was that long. And it went a long way. When you spend a dollar, you had something.
Yeah.
So my mother, she gave a dollar on this park land.
That must have been really important for her then.
Yeah, it was. Because this lady, I know she said it might be a benefit to some of your children. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't many years after she done that, I got to, call to come up here. And I thought of that.
Yeah, and it did.
I said that little dollar, sound little, but it's big, but could have helped me to get in CC camp.
So, for your family, the park was a good thing.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Because I know a lot of people in Brownsville weren't too happy with the park being developed.
That's right. That's right.
And some people lost their homes.
Yes, ma'am. That's right.
Do you think that the residents in the area, was there any tension with the CCC because they were developing the park, with those residents who didn't want the park there? Do you remember anything?
No, ma'am. Sure not.
Was it more the Park Service they were unhappy with?
Might have been, but I never did hear much complain about neither one.
Maybe it was late earlier on before you got here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, how would you describe the relationship the CCC had with the local residents in the area, do you think?
Well, I think everything was fine.
Did any of the CCC boys ever get in trouble?
Not that I know.
Was there much interaction among the different camps? You all didn't see each other very much?
No, only work, because when we met to, play ball.
Do you feel like the CCC was successful in relieving the effects of the depression? Did it make a difference for your family?
Yeah, it helped them out. Yes, ma'am.
Did you have any brothers that were also in the CCC? Or?
No, I didn't. That brother in the Army, World War II, he fought in the battle.
In the what?
The battle. Over in Germany. He was the third brother. It was four of us boys. The third brother went to Army. They were in the back.
Do you think that the CCC helped the economy of the local area very much? Being here?
I think that's right.
What do you think was the greatest thing the CCC did while they were here?
Well, one thing, that was all great. When you found that big Indian down there, we carried the timber back there, and they made steps up there so they could go up there. I was in on that.
You were?
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Were you there when they found that Indian?
Yes, ma'am. I was right in there. I did not worry, but we passed under there, and some of the guys on the ground, I found it on the ledge like that. We passed out in there, I don't know, maybe for about 2 or 3 weeks, a little longer.
And you didn't know? And
didn't know it. Yes, I had to carry the timber back there. Because all the tourists, they come through that, they'd have us singing, and it did sound awful. I thought beautiful, that roaring, you know, echoes, voices traveling in there. Every tourist come through, they'd have us to sing. We'd stop working and sing. I kind of kept thinking, I said, wouldn't the security come through here about in 8 hours? I'd sing the place of work. But I never did mind the work. I wasn't like it. Yeah, I thought that's about one great thing. Well, another great thing, when they built that, put that water line from Three Springs over out to the hotel.
What about the roads in the area? Do you think it made a difference there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And what about for the military during World War II? Do you think the CCC made a difference for that?
Not much.
So, do you know if there were any problems in the CCC? Do you remember any?
None at all.
No, go ahead.
I said none at all that I know of.
How did they handle discipline problems? I mean, when you have that many young guys together, there's always going to be a few.
They might got into a few arguments or something. I stayed up there 2 years and never was in a fight and never did see a one.
So what did you do after you left? I know you said you went to Louisville for a while. What else did you do after that?
I come back home. I got to working around on the farm. Maybe helping working in the back of fields, cornfield, hay field. Yeah. Always find something other to do.
And when did you start working up here again?
Let's see, the 13th of April. I mean, 13th of April.
Of what year?
87. This is 87.
Oh, this year.
You just restarted
up here again.
Mm-hmm. This year.
Well, let's see. You have anything else you'd like to tell me about your experience at the CCC?
No, I think that's about capped it off.
Well, thank you for talking with me, Mr.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.